It would surprise people to know who he is because he actually lives in fear.
Welcome to Life, Love, and Family.
There's something that makes you feel powerless. Something that is out of control. It fills you with shame, but you don't know how to stop it.
Taking away the moments that make up a dull day. Fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way. Kicking around on a piece of ground in your hometown. Waiting for someone or something to show.
Is there a man in your life who is battling within? Is this man you? You used to be in charge, now you feel powerless. This is Dr. Greg Jantz, founder of the Center of Place of Hope. Today on Life, Love, and Family, we're talking about battles men face. Maybe the thing that you use to control your pain is now controlling you. Maybe even you're a leader in your church, but you've got a secret. And it's tearing you apart from the inside out. And the last thing you want to do is ask for help. As a male, I'm going to say that men carry tremendous burdens in today's society. Men are still called upon, by and large, to be the providers. Work stress. Rising costs of raising families. High divorce rates. Do you feel like a phony? Maybe a phony during this Father's Day season. You've been squeezed from all sides. And it's no wonder escapism looks good. Escapism. The problem is, the escape that we tend to take is only an illusion. And by running away, we often make problems worse. Do you or does a man in your life struggle with things like anger, pornography, work, or what I'll call consumption? Well, the good news is that you don't have to go through this alone. And now, with 30 years of experience as a counselor and the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope, I have worked with clients like this many, many times. And together, I would say we found some proven strategies that can help you win this inner battle. So much so that I was so inspired to write a book, Battles Men Face, Strategies to Win That War Within. Battles Men Face. Even when you feel like you've lost control of yourself, you're in charge. You can make choices to get help and to get better. You can overcome whatever it is that may be making you feel powerless. We're going to fight for the victory. But to do that, let's talk about it first. Kara is faithfully in the studio with me.
Boy, I got to tell you, obviously I'm a woman, so this isn't necessarily my personal struggle, but if you're like me, we all know a man out there who is struggling. We love them. We care for them.
Every battle has a real enemy. In this case, it isn't the problem, the behavior, or the compulsion itself, but the reasons why this thing was able to rob you of self-control in the first place. As men, we don't often like to explore our inner feelings. But this kind of awareness is necessary for you to become a better and stronger man. With awareness comes power to change. Men are at times slower to put feelings into words. We see this as boys grow up. In fact, we even use fewer words. And you may feel like I've used all my words. I'm already over 7,000 for the day. We find sometimes to talk about these things that are so challenging for us. It's easy not to talk about them. And you know, most battles for men are waged because of fear. It's the fear of who you're not. It's the fear of the urgency to numb out or to cover those feelings of, I'm not good enough. I'm inadequate. I don't measure up. It could be the fear of who you are and the need to wear a mask to shield yourself from all those faults and perceived weaknesses. We can start breaking down that fear today. That's the number one factor, fear, that keeps us from making change in our life. The fear of what we'll see, the fear I can't change. And you know, from a spiritual vantage point, fear is the great paralyzer. It's a tool of the enemy. We've got to heal and accept what's going on, and we can do that. And it does take real courage to admit that I'm feeling powerless. I also want to say, and I've said it to many men in many situations that we've seen through the years at the center, a place of hope. I know that you're worth it, and I know there's a way out. Red flags. I talk about these in a book, Battles Men Face. I'm going to deal with the first one right off because it's the first thing that many times comes to our mind, pornography. As a behavior, it can become highly addictive and progressive, and it will take you where you don't want to go. In fact, I recall individuals saying things like, the things that should disgust me don't anymore, and I can't believe what I'm doing. I can't believe how far this has gone. And what happens is it begins to alter our reality. I've heard the arguments many times, oh, it doesn't hurt anybody. And we step into this area of denial. We deny that this is an issue or a problem, and we continue to engage. Pornography, a number one red flag. Number two, and we'll get through these red flags today. They're indications that I need to look at what's going on in my life because I may end up where I don't want to be. Each of these is a ticking time bomb. Eventually, something will go off, and it's never good. There are men related to pornography is the whole topic of sex. And at the center through the years, we've have a program where we work with men who really have become what we'll call sexual addicts. They're addicted to sex, and because of the addiction, ultimately, they really end up hating it. In fact, we work with individuals, with men from around the country who come in, they're depressed, and later reveal that they have an addiction to sex, pornography, and they actually will say, I hate what this is doing. How do you know if you're in trouble? If you start thinking of every woman you come on in contact with as a possible sexual partner or an object of sexual fantasy, that's a problem. Our topic today really is battles men face, and we face these whether it's in the Father's Day season or any other season. It's just a good time to take a careful look at where we are with these issues in our life. It's a great time to make changes. From the book I wrote, Battles Men Face Today, I made a list. I've got a great chapter on anger, but some of the hidden ways that anger can come out for men, one may be procrastination. You're procrastinating things you don't want to do. Another way it can come out is just this habitual lateness. You ever think of these things as being traits of a person who's angry? We could be numbing out of alcohol or drugs, even if it's prescription drugs. We're overusing chemicals. How about the man that becomes so sarcastic and so overly critical? This is a sign that anger inside is beginning to spill over. We're looking at a list of some of the hidden traits of a person who could have an anger problem swelling up inside. You know, obviously, if you're getting angry over small things and constantly irritable, and maybe you wake up and your jaw is just so stiff and it's hurting, and you realize, I'm so tense. Maybe you find that you've got some physical complaints. Maybe you've been told you've got some stomach ulcers or high blood pressure, for example. Maybe you're escaping through what we'll call religious behavior that is a way to belittle others or to shame others using power and control. So those are just a few of the potentials that we talk about as it relates to anger as a red flag for men. Anger. Very real battles men face. We see more men coming in than ever before, literally all across the country, who will come in and they'll say that I'm depressed and I'm tired and I'm weary and my life ultimately is out of control. That's a hard one to admit because we can have the illusion of control. We can have an individual who's succeeding or appears to be succeeding in the workplace, But outside of that setting, their life is out of control. If we're talking about you or somebody you know, because I believe that many times for a woman who maybe has a man like this in her life, who has some needs, maybe you feel like you're constantly cleaning up or walking on eggshells or don't know how to bring up your concerns because they're never received. We have a good, let me just tell you, you can pause a little bit later today and visit aplaceofhope.com and take the survey related to this topic of depression and addiction. You'll find it extremely enlightening. And if you love and have a man in your life and you need to begin to get a grip upon just all the different things you're seeing, this is something for you to do as well. One of our red flags is emotional withdrawal. And emotional withdrawal is a skill. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's something that many men do and may not even realize they do it. And basically, if I withdraw emotionally, I'm hiding in plain sight. I'm hiding my emotions. I'm hiding from really dealing with reality. Maybe I could be really angry or fearful, but I've got a shield around me. I go off and escape through behaviors or hobby or sports, but I am withdrawing from others and becoming exclusive to myself. I can get myself into trouble and I become lonely, or I am alone or isolated, and I'll choose what I'll call destructive companions like addictions. Mm. And this often happens, of course, subtly, but I begin to escape because I've emotionally withdrawn. And in order to what I'll call mood alter, I will develop addictions, whether it's pornography, whether it's spending, whether it's buying things, or it's a hobby related to even sports. But I'll move away and I'll become compulsive because I haven't dealt with the emotions in my life that need to be dealt with. And I emotionally withdraw. Know somebody like that? Have somebody like that in your family? Did you have a dad like that? As we're in the Father's Day season, we're talking about some of the hard things we need to look at. Maybe we had modeled some of these behaviors and we want to live a different life. It's not about blame today, but it's about making changes that make us the man that God called us to be. Emotional withdrawal, check that one out.
If fear is a problem and nobody suspects it, where do you go from here? Fred has joined us and he says, it would surprise people to know who he is because he actually lives in fear. He's afraid of losing his wife to another man. He's afraid of his children being kidnapped or dying. He's afraid of losing his job. He just has these mounting fears about all kinds of areas and he can't seem to stop it. He can't live this way anymore and he needs some help, some strategies. Where does he start to get control of this, as he puts it, crazy fear?
Fred, thank you for your question. And crazy fear, you represent a lot of men today that have what we'll call an underlining fear and anxiety that they're not enough, that in some way they're inadequate because our society and culture says we should be a certain way and have a certain success. And if we don't, or we feel like we don't, even when we feel like we've achieved a certain level in our life, maybe in the workplace, that we still find ourselves feeling fearful and inadequate. And this really is, where does my self-value come from? Where am I really anchored? Do I really see myself as God sees me? And am I so consumed with myself that I no longer am really truly being of help and service to others? One of the greatest things that we can do when we're plagued with fear is find a cause that you can get behind and begin to even volunteer and become engaged in. Recently, I've had others that have joined me and my son on the streets where we have been a part of a rescue mission, where we have found ourselves helping people who, whether it's a sandwich or a blanket or hot chocolate, we're able to step in and be of service. And I can tell you that men who reach out to others in need begin to look at life in a different way. And so I'm going to encourage you, you know, you're more than enough. And maybe if there's some, Fred, some unresolved fears that go way back, those need the attention of a professional counselor who can help you. I want to suggest that find yourself being of service to others. I don't want you to ignore that fear. I don't want you to wake up at night with sweaty palms and your heart racing. That's a sign. That's an indication. That's a red flag that you need to reach out for help.
That's really a lovely thought, too, the idea of taking charge by helping somebody else. We have Debbie has just joined us. She said that she has discovered that her husband has been looking at porn on his iPad, and she's worried about one thing leading to the next. Does this mean infidelity is in her future? She wants to know what's wrong with her, that he needs to go elsewhere to have this need met.
Debbie, you have hit on one of the number one issues as the red flags that could be an indicator for a man who's really facing a battle. And let me just say, I don't know the specifics. You found it on the iPad. It's likely in other places. That's probably not the only place it's been viewed. And there's questions that we need to find out. We don't know how long this has been an issue, how deep it is an issue, because this tends to be relatively progressive. And we don't know really what that represents yet. And I want you to be able to have a talk with your husband where you're not doing it from a place of anger or blame or feeling that you're inadequate, because I can tell you it is not about you. And maybe you need to say out loud, it's not about me. That is the truth. There's something else going on. There's needs attempting to be met through pornography, and we are going to look at even the fundamental issue of lust. But are there emotions or areas of inadequacy that this ends up being, if you will, the drug of choice? This is how that the man attempts to feel better, but they don't feel better. It's that addictive cycle. It's that compulsive cycle. So this is something that, don't ignore it, but don't carry it on as something that's wrong with you. And to have a boundary that says, I need to know that you're getting some help for this. And we got to keep it a safe topic to talk about, but we need to defer this now to somebody who he can be accountable to, get to the core issues, and begin to get free of this web of pornography. It's something that we see at the center, a place of hope, repeatedly. And I want you to know we do see individuals' lives. We see men who are able to walk in victory, but they've got to not only admit that it's a problem, they got to move beyond denial and say those words, I need help. And there's hope. I can tell you it can be done. So many men feel powerless on the inside. If you've just joined us, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz. Today on Life, Love, and Family, we're talking about battles men face. Another red flag for a guy? All-consuming work. Oh, I know, you love your work. Not talking about that. I'm glad that you do. Or maybe you don't, but you're just working all the time. And whether you're constantly striving for success or repeatedly running from failure, this is not healthy with work. Here's what to ask yourself. Are you exhausted? Burned out? Maybe beyond burned out. And the very thing that used to give you some meaning or make you feel successful, you're realizing maybe it stepped over a line of resentment. Maybe you've stepped over a line of so much exhaustion that to get up in the morning, you're dreading it. And you've crossed that line where the job has become my source of value and it's all I have, but it's not much. I'm not feeling good about it. All-consuming work. Now, we hear terms like type A personality and different ways of describing this. I want you to know work's very, very important to a man. I want you to be in a direction that is giving you purpose and value. I believe you're called to work, but there's a line that we can cross over where it becomes compulsive, and we can use work to avoid issues, relationships. It's a way we can avoid really, truly engaging in life with others. We're talking about battles men face, and really, it's these strategies to win the war within.
So when is it okay to suggest that your husband goes on a diet? Anne has just joined us, She says that she doesn't want to shame her husband. I mean, she just thinks he's amazing, and she's always loved him, and she's, of course, very attracted to him and the whole thing, but he is in his 40s, and she says that she's noticed that he's really starting to put on quite a bit of weight. And she says the extra problem in his family is that they have this large family who's very weight conscious, and they have been, you know, for years, oh, what's the matter? You got a big gut on you, that kind of thing. And she doesn't want to join the parade, so to speak, of, you know, giving him that kind of grief or shame. But she's starting to really worry about his health.
That's a great way to approach it. And I'll tell you, it's not unlike addressing a woman related to weight. It's going to be a sensitive issue.
Yeah.
And let's acknowledge that. And though a man may verbalize less concern around it, I can tell you that they are. And they are concerned about it. But here's the thing. So often for a guy, when you address issues of weight, now, we've been working with weight and eating disorders for both men and women for over 30 years at the Center of Place of Hope. And when a person says, I understand it's not about the weight, it's not about the food, that's a turning point. And so my question for Anne, for her husband is, what is it I'm using food for? What emotion is it for a guy? Am I eating out of stress? Am I eating out of anger? Using that as my place of relaxation. Men may say, I'm relaxing as they're consuming high amounts of food. What is the core stressors for him? And that's probably the place to start. We want to break down defenses by really looking at what's really going on and to say, sweetheart, I really love and care about you. Are there some things that we need to talk about that we can work together on? And then you can share an observation and put it as an observation. I've noticed, sweetheart, and I love you so much. I just noticed it seems like you've been eating a lot lately, and I'm just wondering what's that about since I love you so much. In those approaches, you haven't used the word weight. You haven't said, you are looking so big and you're overweight. See, you're not making a judgment.
Right.
So the best way is don't make a judgment because it's really not about that. And if you can use this approach to go along and support them, be careful about your words. You can also look at this. What if he was saying something about you? How would you like to be approached? He's going to be sensitive as well. And by the way, I can tell you the best thing to do is to say, how can I be of help to you? Versus saying what they're doing that you're unhappy with. That area of health concern is a legitimate one. And it could be a time for a husband, you know, go to your doctor and let the doctor deliver some news. So, yeah. And then talk about it together. We know that for men, weight and high blood pressure and those issues need to be looked at just from the critical nature of potential health consequences. I'm Dr. Greg Jantz, founder of the Center, A Place of Hope. You can visit us online at aplaceofhope.com. Today, on Life, Love, and Family, we're talking about battles men struggle with. And as author of Battles Men Face, I can tell you that you can stop compulsive behaviors and you can restore self-control.
We have a question about procrastination. Sandy's on the line. For years, her husband had promised to finish restoring her 1965 Ford Mustang.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I guess he just never got around to it. And finally, Sandy took it to a shop and they fixed it. And now her husband's absolutely furious because he had said he would do it. And she's like, what's he so mad about? It's a beautiful car.
I don't know. I don't know what's all going on there, but I'm going to look at, are there other areas in this man's life that he's putting things off? Is he putting things off in finances? Is he putting things off for the family? If there's a pattern of procrastination, I'm going to dig deeper to maybe some unresolved anger, potential resentments. Generally, you know, we have the saying, happy wife, happy life. So you have to ask, well, why wouldn't you do this? The benefits can be great, but we need to delve in deeper to find out what's going on. Today on Life, Love, and Family, we're talking about battles men face. Title of a book I wrote, and how to move beyond and have strategies to win the war within. We've got to be willing to, okay, these things are in my life. I'm not going to ignore them anymore. I want to be the best I can be. I'm going to accept that I maybe have some weaknesses that need to be addressed. Men regret waiting so long to get help. I want to move. Number two is I've got to love myself enough to begin to say no and to look at what are these behaviors doing for me? What's the origin of them? Men oftentimes have patterned their lives after their fathers, of course, as we do that. And some of the patterns that you may have picked up on may not be ones that are moving you towards a place where you want to really live and be. And today, and as we're thinking about this Father's Day season, we want to look at and say, thank you, if we can, for all the great things that my father has done for me. But where are areas that I need to excel differently and live my life differently. Don't look in the past. When we do that, we'll tend to walk in bitterness and unforgiveness. Live face forward.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time I ever saw him run. When he ran to me, took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said my son's come home again, lifted my face, wiped the
It takes real courage to admit when you feel powerless. And as you've listened today, maybe you were surprised to discover that lots of men are struggling just like you or somebody you know. There is good news. You can take charge today. You can choose to start taking steps to stop compulsive behaviors. You can regain control over your life. And we'd love to help you do that. I'm Dr. Greg Jantz, along with Dr. Tim Clinton. Here at Life, Love, and Family, we have all the resources that you need in order to win the battle within. Call us right now, 1-855-455-3264. The number is 1-855-455-3264. I want to thank you for listening to Life, Love, and Family. And you can hear this program again or share it with somebody you love at lifeloveandfamily.net. God has designed you to be a mighty warrior. And I believe, and God's word is true, victory is within your reach.
Life, love, and family.
You know the feeling where you're tired and unmotivated, and sometimes you get mad for no reason. And maybe you don't like what it's doing to your family or to your job. That's why the Center for Counseling and Health Resources has been there for people for more than 30 years. They take a whole person care approach that'll look at everything from your nutrition, your vitamin balances, your mind, your spirit. Call 1-888-771-5166. Or for help right now, visit aplaceofhope.com.